Hey, hey, happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to another episode of the Locked On Red Sox podcast. I have a lot of fun things to get to today. I am your host, Nessun's Lauren Campbell, and today I'm going to be telling you the Red Sox I am thankful for over the course of the last 20 or 30 years. So things will be a little different today, but I'm excited and let's get into it.
Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I hope everybody had a fantastic Thanksgiving, whether you celebrate with your family, your friends, maybe you're solo. I hope you enjoyed it regardless. I was able to see my mom and my grandma for the day, and my dad, my uncle, aunt, two cousins. So a bit of a full house at my mom's, but it was great to see everybody. It really was the first time we all got together in a very long time, and maybe at least a year between COVID and health scares with family members. But I'm super excited to have been able to spend the day with them, eating good food, watching not so great football. But it was, it's fun. It's Thanksgiving tradition for us. So I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed mine. But now we are going to talk a little baseball. Like I said, we're going to do things a little different today. And I'm going to tell you the Red Sox I have been thankful for over the course of my life. And to make this a little more fun, I'm not going to do any current Red Sox because I'm thankful for all of them. I'm specifically thankful for the 2021 team and making it a lot of fun, giving us a lot of content to talk to you throughout this season. So obviously I'm thankful for them, but I want to be able to tell you kind of why I'm thankful for other players, kind of maybe what role they shaped me as a fan, maybe as a reporter. So, cause I've been covering now for Nessun, I've been covering Boston sports now with them for 4 years, if you can believe it. Time flies when you're having fun. And I've been in the media scene now for almost 7 years. So it does really fly. And as always, thank you for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. I'm not here without you. And I always appreciate your listenership and now your viewership if you are watching on YouTube. So the first member of the Red Sox that I am thankful for, I'm going to take you back to the 90s, is Mo Vaughn. He was the first player who was really my favorite. And I don't really know why. He was talked about a lot. Obviously, he was a good player for the Red Sox. And my grandma really liked him. And anything she liked, I liked. So I was very big into Mo Vaughn. I really, really liked him as a kid. And I remember my very first time going to Fenway. Incredibly, this like vivid moment. It's one of the only things I really remember about the game. My family and I were sitting in the bleachers kind of toward the bullpen. So we were in the lower bleachers, if that's what you want to call them. And Mo Vaughn scored from third. He either scored the go-ahead run or the tying run. I can't remember. I just remember it was him. And I was so excited. I was screaming. I think I was standing on my seat, but I was so excited that he was the one to score the run because I loved him and I wanted to go to Fenway to see him play. I was so excited to be able to see him live. So obviously, as a young child, I was very sad when he no longer played with the Red Sox. But he was really like my first favorite player. And the, like I said, the first person I have a really good memory of when I was at Fenway as a young kid. And now it's even a little more fun and kind of come full circle like it always does. He now works for, not works for Nessun, but he does some pre and post game stuff with the Red Sox guys at Nessun once or twice a week during the season. So when that happened and when that was announced, like 8-year-old me was like, oh my God, it's Mo Vaughn. Can you believe it? Like he's going to not be in the studio, but he's going to be talking to the Red Sox guys. He's going to be on the Red Sox pre and post show. Oh my God, it's Mo Vaughn. It's Mo freaking Vaughn. And like I said, 8-year-old me just died a little inside and it made me really happy, nostalgic. And it was just really cool and fun to see him around and see him again. So he is the first player that I'm thankful for. And the second player, a little more recent, will probably make Red Sox fans a little sad, but that is John Lester. I till this day, I will always believe that Red Sox, that John Lester should have been a Red Sox lifer. It is unfortunate that they couldn't come to terms on an agreement. We all know that the Red Sox at the time really lowballed John Lester and was a little disrespectful in their offer, at least in my opinion. And he obviously went and got his money's worth and won another World Series. It was a little hurtful, but I loved John Lester. I loved following his career. I was in high school when he really started to come into his own. And I remember I was in high school when he got diagnosed with cancer. I was a junior in high school and I was devastated. I was like, this is my favorite pitcher. There's no way he has cancer. And I think that's when I really started to realize as well that athletes are not immortal, that athletes are indeed human beings. They go through struggles just like you and me. And I was, like I said, I was devastated. I was like, I love watching the Red Sox for this guy. I love what he does. He's so dominant on the mound and he's just a really good person. And for this to happen to him, it just sucks, like just flat out sucked. So for him to go into remission, return to the Red Sox, throw a no-hitter, win the World Series, it was just really cool. And it just like was a cool moment for me too, because he was my favorite pitcher when he came to the Red Sox. For my 18th birthday, my mom got me this giant signed picture of him. I still have it. It is in our house. It's one of those big ones. It's huge. I'll have to show it to you one day on this. Now that we're on YouTube, I can show you my pretty cool Red Sox collection of stuff. And that thing came with me everywhere. I moved in and out of my mom's throughout my 20s. And I brought that thing everywhere. It was the first picture to go up on the walls. It's the first picture to come down when I would move back home. And for Christmas one year, recently, I received a World Series John Lester Cubs jersey. That's hanging on my wall. I have a John Lester World Series signed baseball. So big, big fan of John Lester. Still a big fan of John Lester. I think when Red Sox fans think of John Lester, they think of that no-hitter. They think of the celebration after, that embrace with Terry Francona. It's really emotional, and it just shows how much bigger than baseball life is, and that it's not always about baseball, but it's like, look what you overcame to get to this point. So I've always loved Lester. I'm still always cheering for him. It's a shame he could not finish his Red Sox or his career with the Red Sox. It's like Taylor Swift said, maybe this thing was a masterpiece until you tore it all up. But unfortunately, he did not finish his career with the Red Sox. I understand why he went elsewhere. I'm always rooting for him. Still super thankful for him. I remember watching his no-hitter with my grandma at my mom's house. She has an in-law apartment, so my grandmother lives there. And we were sitting down there watching it. And it was just a really cool moment to be able to watch with her and to witness with her. And he is still somebody she follows. She'll be like, oh, that John Lester, he's with XYZ. Or that John Lester, he did XYZ last night. Did you see it? Did you read about it? Maybe you can write about it. So she's always following him as well. So I think my family is just very super grateful for John Lester as a whole. We still have more players to say who I'm thankful for on this Thanksgiving, and I will do that in the second segment of Locked On Red Sox. But first, I need to tell you about Built Bar. You know me by now. You know how much I love Built Bar. And now it is Black Friday, the most wonderful time of the year. But it's going, and Built Bar is going all out to make this Black Friday weekend the most delicious Black Friday that there ever was in the history of Black Fridays. That sounds really, really good. There are new limited time flavors, there's new types of bars, and a winter wonderland of a deal. Do you want high-end deliciousness at a discount? All through Black Friday weekend, you can get at least 20% off anything and everything at Built.com. All you have to do is enter the promo code LOCKED20. There's a new flavor called Ruby Chocolate Puffs. That sounds delicious. I cannot wait to get my hand on it. It's covered in a unique chocolate, the Ruby Chocolate, and this has never been done with a Built Bar before. There's dark chocolate, there's white chocolate, and now Ruby Chocolate joins the Built Bar Club. There's also lemon dipped cheesecake puffs. That also sounds really, really good. If you love lemon cheesecake, you will love this flavor. The tangy taste of lemon, the sweet cheesecake in a marshmallowy puff. Oh yeah, I need to get my hands on that one too. I think I know where all of my money is going this Black Friday, and that is getting that 20% discount using promo code LOCKED20 Black20 at built.com. But a Built Black Friday weekend, it's not complete without the word free. Yes, I said free. Buy any box of Built Bars through Sunday and get two of their brand new candy bars, Built Crave, for free. Built has finally done it. They've come up with a candy bar that is a great alternative to the bar that claims to quote unquote satisfy. It's caramel flavored, chocolate, loaded with peanuts, giving it that nutty, chocolatey, oh so good candy bar taste. And it only has 160 calories, 17 grams of protein. Show me a candy bar that even comes that close. So Ruby Chocolate Puff, Lemon Drop Cheesecake, Built Crave Bar, all three new flavors. You can get all of those at built.com. Use promo code LOCKED20 to receive 20% off. But that is not all. You can also get 60% off at Built Broth and Built Boost and 40% off Built Swag. All you have to do is enter LOCKED20 at built.com. Welcome back to the Locked On Red Sox podcast. Thank you so much for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every day, even on Thanksgiving. So let's just jump right back into it with Red Sox players I am thankful for throughout the course of the last 20 or 30 years. Like I said in the beginning, I'm not going to be mentioning any current players to make this a little bit more fun. And my next one is a bit obvious, but it is David Ortiz. I think that anyone who is a Red Sox fan, whether you're 32, 22, 52, you have to appreciate David Ortiz and what he did with the Red Sox. He was a larger-than-life personality. He obviously had the grand slam against the Tigers, the bullpen cop game, and the OB call. The David Ortiz! Obviously, it is so up there with iconic calls in the Boston area and just iconic calls in general throughout the postseason. So very thankful for him and very thankful for the World Series he brought to the Red Sox, the uplifting "This is my bleeping city" speech after the marathon bombings and the first game played at Fenway Park in April since that 2013 day. There's just so many memories of him. Like I said, that 2013 Grand Slam when the Red Sox were down in the ALCS, the 2013 marathon bombing speech, his last game at Fenway in 2016. Unfortunately, it did not end. That season did not end the way it certainly deserved to for Ortiz. And him just always being a big presence for the Red Sox. He's always around the team. He's always providing support and motivation. And he's so much fun on these Fox broadcasts for the postseason. I think he's so much fun. He brings a lot of energy. It's always great to see him banter with A-Rod and kind of make sure that Red Sox-Yankees rivalry is alive and well. And just being able to kind of how the Red Sox were able to have Ortiz for the entirety of his career, or most of his career, not the entirety, but most of his career, the best parts of his career. After the Twins just were essentially gave up on him, and it was awesome to see him hit 500 home runs with the Red Sox. He did that against the Rays. It's unfortunate he did it on the road, but I ended up going to the game where they honored him for the 500 home runs at Fenway Park. That was a lot of fun. I was at his number retirement, and that was very emotional. I don't think there was one dry eye at Fenway Park that day. But so many memories. He, like John Lester, was a favorite of my grandma. She was always talking about him as well. She called him the big fella. She calls a lot of people the big fella who probably do not warrant that nickname. If you're a fan of hockey, she also calls Brad Marchand the big fella. And he is probably like 5'7". So, no, tall to me, but not very tall as an athlete, I guess you could say. But David Ortiz certainly warrants the nickname the big fella. He's a large man and big presence and just, like I said, big personality, a lot of energy. Very thankful for all the years he gave to the Red Sox and the World Series as well. And just all that energy and good memories. It's just really hard not to like David Ortiz. And to go along with David Ortiz, I have to mention Manny Ramirez. Much like David Ortiz, a lot of energy, big presence, just a goofy guy. He was a lot of fun. And he had a lot of not just on-field memories, but not like just not what he did like at the plate in the field. Of course, he had that weird when he cut off the outfield throw. There was him going into the monster to use the bathroom and just kind of him peeking out. It was just a lot of fun. Like he just did funny things and it was always just like, oh, Manny being Manny. And then I got to go to the game when he returned to the Red Sox as an opponent his first game back at Fenway. And I don't think I've ever heard Fenway split so much in my life. There were boos, there were cheers, there were people who were just kind of standing there like, I don't know what I should do. I don't know if I should boo him, because at the end of the day, he was traded away from Boston, but he didn't exactly like want to be here too much anymore, it seemed like. But it was a lot of fun to see him just live again, whether he, even though he wasn't on the Red Sox, but super thankful for him too. As much as I want to keep going, I could do this for the next hour. You know, there's Adrian Beltre, there's Mike Napoli. There's so many other players who deserve to be named. And there's Bill Miller too. There's Dave Roberts for stealing second base. Trot Nixon, Jason Varitek for hitting A-Rod in the face. Obviously, Dustin Pedroia for all the years he gave to the Red Sox and put his body on the line and quite literally played until his body told him, dude, you can't do this anymore. You need to retire. The list goes on and on and on. Like I said, I could do this for hours. I could sit here and talk to you all day, going back through the Red Sox who have just had an impact on me as a fan, just people I remember who have left a mark over my 32 years of my life. But the last person who I want to mention before we jump into our third segment is the man, the myth, the legend, Bronson Arroyo. And he was my all-time favorite pitcher when I was growing up next to John Lester. He was so much fun. I loved always when he was on the mound. And I did a meet and greet with him at, I think it was like the Kiss 108 Christmas breakfast. It wasn't the Jingle Ball, but it was like this Christmas breakfast. Jesse McCartney was one of the headline singers for the day. And I met Bronson Arroyo. I have a picture with him. And then I met him again at the Newbery Comics in my hometown when he released his album. He had all these cover songs, Dirty Water, of course, Slide by the Goo Goo Dolls. There's a song Incubus sings. It's not Wish You Were, it's Pardon Me. He sings that as well. So I got to go to the Newbery Comics there. My mom brought me. He signed the CD. We had another picture taken. And it was just really cool to see a baseball player, not that he's some like chart-topping artist by any means, but just to see him be able to kind of have other hobbies and see him kind of chase those hobbies. I thought that was cool. And like I said, it kind of put him more as like a human being over an athlete. And I think that that gets lost throughout our fandom and just realizing that these athletes are human beings, just like you and me. They have hobbies. They like to play guitar. They like to sing. They like to go running or something. It's just, it kind of makes them more human. So he was just really, really nice. And I was always fascinated how high he could get his leg kicked up when he would do his windup. He would get it so high. I'm not flexible at all. I can't even touch my toes. So it was just like, I'd watch him and I'd be like, whoa, that is a very lanky guy. And he's just kicking his leg up like it's nothing. So shout out Bronson Arroyo. I still have his jersey at my mom's. So love to love him. Always, always was a big fan of his too. But to give this show a little bit of normality, we will end it on a positive note, as we always do. It's Thanksgiving. We have so much to be positive about today. So we will talk about all of that in our third segment. But first, I need to tell you about betonline.ag. It's Thanksgiving, and we all know what that means. It means football, and nothing goes better with football than turkey and betting. BetOnline has you covered all holiday season, which means more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this Thanksgiving. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus using promo code LOCKEDON. Use promo code LOCKEDON to receive that welcome bonus. And it's not just football. BetOnline has pro and college hoops, NHL, boxing, UFC, even your favorite Vegas casino games. Do not wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports. BetOnline, we're stuffed with deals this Thanksgiving. Welcome back to the Locked On Red Sox podcast. Thank you once again for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. Let's end this show on a positive note, like we always do. And I want to tell you a really funny story that happened at Thanksgiving dinner. So my mom hosts every year. She's done this for as long as I can remember. And my grandmother, God love her, she's 93. She's healthy as ever. She's sharp as a whistle still with a lot of things. And this, like I said earlier, this was the first time all of us, this big group of my family, had gotten together in a long time. And part of the table was having conversations about sports and football and why are the Lions again playing on Thanksgiving. The other half was talking about technology and life. And then other people were talking about my upcoming wedding in August next year, just saying how they're excited and it'd be fun to just party our heads off for a night. So my grandma looks at me and she's like, you can tell that we haven't gotten together in a while because everybody's talking. And it was just the funniest thing. Like, I was like, yeah, everyone's talking. And just like, usually she takes a nap in the afternoon. So maybe we were interrupting her nap time or something. But it was just the way she said it was hilarious. I need to have her on this show at some point. You'll absolutely adore her. She's just so funny with some of the things she says. I 100% need to get her on here. And as my dad was leaving to go home, he looks at my grandma and we call her Nan. And he goes, it was nice to see you today, Nan. And she just looks at him and she goes, yeah, it was. And it's just like, I don't think she's trying to be petty or anything by any means, but she always says that to him. And she has for a long time. It's just the funniest thing when she's like, yeah, I know it was good to see me. Like, yes, queen, we know when we are around you, that is a good time. And it's always going to be a good time. So I just had to share that with you. It's not baseball related, but it was a story that just kind of stuck with me. It happened a few hours ago, but I tweeted about it. It makes me laugh. I hope you find some enjoyment out of it too. But let's end the show there. Thank you so much for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day, especially on Thanksgiving. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at LaLaLaLauren, 3 Laws, Lauren with 4 R's, and also find me on the Locked On Red Sox Twitter account at LO_Red Sox. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. When you subscribe, you'll never miss an episode, no matter when we drop it. Don't forget to check out all the other Locked On shows across the network. Locked On A's, Locked On Astros, Locked On Yankees, Locked On Blue Jays. Everyone does a really, really good job. And now that you have made Locked On Red Sox your first listen, head on over to Locked On Bets to make it your second listen today. Locked On Bets is your daily one-stop shop for all of your gambling needs. It's hosted by your boy Q with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all platforms wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day. Enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving. We will see you Friday.